Okay, baby dolls, it's a broke ass grouch. I, in spite of my very complimentary plug for Anchor, I seem to have lost all of my technological skills over the past while and cannot seem to upload the segment that I so carefully recorded not so very long ago. As in like 20 minutes ago. At any rate, here's the deal. We may or may not have met. I, Broke Ass Grouch, that is, had a blog a bunch of years ago, wherein I described my downfall from a Michael Pollan psychographic to a McDonald's demographic because of the changes, with the flat out bankruptcy of our economy in 2008. Being a journalist, et cetera, and a writer of books, I've written, geez, five now. I don't know. I've written for the New York Times, Wall Street Journal. May sound very impressive, but let me tell you, it doesn't pay the fucking bills. You know, if somebody had told me that you needed a trust fund to be able to have this kind of job, I really would have been a civil engineer or something a lot more clever and enduring. However, the blog wherein I described my effort to raise my three children on nutritious yet inexpensive food gained quite a lot of attention. Some of it, I promoted myself. I wrote about it in the New York Times. Some of it came from Hollywood. Helen Hunt and I were working on a pilot project together on it. And anyway, it became kind of a thing. And after that, let me just tell you that at the time, Broke Ass really believed this was the bottom of the fucking bottom, right? Because Broke Ass is from Oakland / Berkeley, right on the border, grew up in the 70s, is obliged to hate hippies. And to think that Broke Ass would be associated with some kind of a back to the land movement was so noxious as to bring on an autoimmune disorder called cyclical vomiting syndrome. I'm not even fucking kidding. You know, vomiting at the idea of being associated with fucking hippies. So the real reason was that having grown up within a stone's throw away from Chez Panisse, I had grown up on canned and frozen vegetables. I don't think I even had a fucking fresh vegetable until I was in my 20s and moved to New York for college. And I learned a lot about nutrition. I had my middle child was a really sensitive and devout vegetarian, and I respected that. And wanted to, at the same time, feed her food that would nourish her developing mind. And I also had a baby at the time. Different fathers involved. What can I tell you, trailer trash that I am? A lot fucking fell apart in 2008, let me tell you. A lot. And it's still reverberating. Yet I did not vote for Trump. I did not. And because I'm not retarded, you know, and it doesn't even, I mean, even my favorite retarded friends would never fucking vote for Trump because he is such a vicious, horrible villain. And I refuse to even acknowledge that he is the president of, he's not, okay? I still, when I say the president, I mean Obama. At any rate, I'm a journalist and a writer of books and so forth. And, I've gotten quite cranky in my elder years. There we are. At any rate, here's the podcast, right? Here's the podcast. is that after all of this fucking time in which broke ass believed that she had seen the worst of it, the fucking worst of it, having gone to, you know, having sued her father to go to an Ivy League college that she was admitted to, and, you know, worked her ass off at, and, you know, wrote, has been a journalist since she was 19 fucking years old, as a living to pay for her various and sundries, you know, never expected life to go quite this south. I've always been a really intense worker bee, super workaholic, you know, since my children were born, I went freelance, worked at home. The problem was not, nursing the babies while, you know, chunking out these books. I've written, you know, whatever. I mean, a bunch of books and, you know, Time and U.S. News and the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. You know, you've been in this business long enough. If you haven't been published in these fucking magazines and newspapers, it's probably time to let it go. Didn't pay enough. Supporting a family of five. And got divorced. The divorce was very terrible. It is very delicate. Became with child, with the first man standing, which is, you know, my basic dating strategy, because I am of the ilk of, why are we even watching this movie if we're not getting married? And I was like, oh, this guy likes me, you know, seems like a good thing. And 0.001% chance of being conceived. Shmushki, two lumps of sugar, as I call him, who's now 10, was conceived. And, you know, there is no greater delight than having a child. Quite frankly, I think, you know, I'm a shitty person as it is, would be so far shittier without my amazing, sparkly-minded, gorgeous, smart, empathetic, amazing children. So lucked out with the children. At any rate, looking back on that period in Red Hook when it was not a bougie, real estate district such as it is now with Michael Shannon and Michelle Williams and John Hockenberry / Me Too, you know, all of these people living there. It was not that. It was the PJs. It was, you know, me alone with my POW flag over that door to give people the creeps. I raised this fucking garden because and raised chickens because I just wanted to be able to feed my children actual food, without driving myself broke. So that was my original thing. And whether or not I could raise my children with the values that I had been raised with my mom, who was a professor at Stanford when I was a kid, and my dad, who was an ice climber in California, you know, long time ago. Nobody can fucking do this anymore. Even though my best friend growing up was Susan Wojcicki, you know, you may remember from YouTube. Plus ça change. So the point is that a lot can happen. You hit the floor, right? You hit the floor. Things get really, really bad. Had a very bad second divorce with two lumps of sugar's father, whom I had formerly called Big Daddy in the blog. Terrible, 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 terrible. Better now, terrible then. Lives in Los Angeles now, probably for the better, except for my son. It's a fucking heartbreak. What can I... more to come. At any rate, the point is that... you know, I thought that I had hit the floor. And as many wise people in various 12-step programs have reminded me, you know, well, once you hit the floor, there's no place else to go up than to go up. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, a lot can happen to you while you're on the fucking floor, okay? Your friend can be having your children out for the evening and having a sleepover with them at her sister's house, and a stranger can come in and rape you. That's what happened to me. A lot can fucking happen to you while you're on the floor. So, is there a lesson? Is there a moral to all of this? There never is. There never is, because life continues. Life is never over until it's over. And it's never over to our satisfaction, at least when it's been over with the people I most care about. So here's my deal, is that I'm broke. I'm grouchy. I've been on the floor, still on the floor. More shit has happened. It's just fucking unbelievable. You would not believe it. You can't make this shit up. My best friend committed suicide, left her 3 children to me. Just, okay? All right? That's it. That saying enough. My sister died on my son's birthday. What are you going to say? The worst. The fucking worst. I can't even process it. And yet, good things happen every fucking day. And I am so grateful for these good things. It can just be a minor exchange at the deli. It can be somebody telling you that you've got a great smile, that you've got great style, that, you know, you're funny, that you're a good soldier, whatever the fuck it is, it really doesn't matter. I, Brogas Grouch, have learned not to be so fucking greedy and so all-consuming when it comes to blessings. And blessings are of extraordinary importance and have great trajectory. So I don't want to be like Marianne Williamson, okay? Because I'm fucking not. I'm so fucking not. And I dare say Marianne Williamson would have a really tough job comparing your fucking life to mine. Or yours, for that matter. However, I had a, you know... It had a terrible boyfriend over here. The police came and they actually very graciously asked me what kept me going, because they believed that I was a good mother. I don't know whether that was, you know, appropriate or not for them to say that. Certainly I gave me some self-esteem, but I'm not convinced of it. At any rate, they said, "What keeps you going?" And I said, "You know, my children and kindness." And that's really fucking what it comes down to, all right? So that's what this podcast is going to go through, the fucking shit of life, along with yours truly and your cards and letters. Keep them coming. And just, what fresh hell is this? What fresh hell is this? Well, we're already on the fucking floor, right? And there's a lot. There is a fucking lot. But, you know, if we don't go, the alternative is unacceptable. The alternative, my best friend, I still can't process it, you know, that she killed herself with 3 children. I mean, and I pray every day that I don't end up like her. I'm not going to end up, I don't want to. and I want to do this podcast because, you know, people are lonely. I am lonely. We are isolated. We are beholden to social media to present an infallible joyousness and stylishness. And it's, you know, it's a fucking bullshit. Bullshit. And I want to talk about what is real, but not in the crass, horrible way of, you know, keep it real, you know, but truly what is real and how fucking hard it is and how great it is. So what fresh hell is this? We'll always have a counterpoint because you know something, brothers and sisters, I love being proven wrong. When I make a conclusion or a decision about somebody and I turn out being wrong, I'm joyous because my mind tends toward the sarcastic and the melancholy and the downright maudlin. But when I am proven wrong and somebody ends up being fucking great, or a gesture ends up being a miracle, I am on my knees. And I am not too proud to say it. I believe in God. I wasn't raised with God. My mother tells me that I was raised with secular humanism, which is Berkeley for bullshit. But so I have the luxury of believing in the God that I believe in, and I am a confirmed Christian, but always thought that I would convert to Judaism. You know, there's a lot to be fucking grateful for. There is a lot. And most of it has to do with love. By God, most of it has to do with love on a gradient scale. Whatever. So that's what this podcast is going to be. I love you. I'm glad to be back in touch with you. I miss you. None of us should be alone. Let's get together. Let's make this happen. Send me your cards and letters, email, you know, whatever, brokeassgrouch@gmail.com. And, you know, please stay in touch. You know, there's a voicemail component to this. So, you know, leave that too. And, you know, let's get through this fucking thing. On top of our game in a good, gracious, generous way. Because, you know, that doesn't mean we're not allowed to be bitchy and sarcastic. But it means that at the end of the day, we have love in our hearts. Love in our hearts. And that's what counts. I love you so much. Peace out. I'll talk to you so soon. Boo-boo.